Here First is sponsored by UCS Healthcare, offering compassionate healthcare for all. Learn more about their services, including statewide access to medication-assisted treatment for alcohol and opioid use disorders, at ucsonline.org.
Today is Tuesday. It is the 23rd of April. This is Here First from IPR News. I'm Michael Leland. Libraries in northern Iowa's Kossuth County are facing deep cuts from the Board of Supervisors. That board voted to revisit the issue in July after a special meeting yesterday. But as IPR Sheila Brummer reports, one library leader says services are still in jeopardy.
Dozens of people showed their support for the 12 libraries that serve Kossuth County's small towns and the city of Algona. President of the County Library Association, Laney Mitchell, says the library's budget is expected to be approved during a meeting today. And instead of sharing $273,000, the libraries will get about $7,000 each. She's worried about the future because four of the five supervisors said it's been years since they visited one of the libraries.
If you're not funding kids and old people, what are you doing?
On July 9th, the Board of Supervisors will decide if they will restore the funding. But Mitchell says the fiscal year starts on July 1st, which means at least three libraries will be forced to close unless other money is found.
The Iowa chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union has joined an amicus, or friend of the court, brief in a case before the U.S. Supreme Court. It challenges an Oregon town's ordinance against sleeping outside in public. The case could have sweeping effects on efforts by cities, including some in Iowa, to curb homeless encampments. Shafala Aurora is a staff attorney with ACLU Iowa. She says all Americans are entitled to equal protection under the Constitution.
The Eighth Amendment prohibition on cruel and unusual punishment does not give cities the right to fine or arrest people for simply sleeping outside in public when they don't have access to adequate shelter.
Several cities in Iowa have ordinances against sleeping in parks or public spaces. The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments yesterday in the case Grants Pass versus Johnson. Among the bills winning legislative approval before the Iowa session adjourned early Saturday, one that allows teens as young as 14 and a half to get a permit to drive to and from work. It would be similar to school permits that let 14 and 15-year-olds legally drive to and from schools or school activities. Any teen under the age of 16 with a permit for work, school, or farm work who's caught driving elsewhere could lose their driving privileges for 3 months. Republican Senator Adrian Dickey of Packwood led development of the bill.
Some real teeth to the permits to highly discourage youth from operating on these permits outside of their allowed designations.
A 14 or 15-year-old with one of these special minors restricted licenses would only be able to drive an hour before work or school event and get home within an hour of their work shift or the end of the school activity. A new study by the Iowa Food Bank Association finds more than 27 million pounds of food was rescued last year by the six Feeding America food banks that serve Iowa. Annette Hacker is a spokeswoman for the Des Moines-based Food Bank of Iowa. She says an astounding amount of food is sent to landfills daily, so they work with grocery stores, manufacturers, growers, and restaurants to rescue that food and get it to people who need it.
It might be a pasta manufacturer who says, you know what, these pasta noodles are just an eighth of an inch shorter than we normally make to put on the shelves and sell, and so we're going to donate this pasta. It might be a dairy that says, oh, this particular batch of cottage cheese had slightly less salt in it than meets our standards, but it's still perfectly good.
A report from the USDA says up to 40% of the U.S. food supply is wasted every year. Hacker says food banks rely on retail rescue to meet the growing record need for food assistance. Farmers in Iowa got the rain they'd been hoping for last week, but it cut down on the time they could spend planting. The USDA crop report shows there were only 3 days suitable for field work because of the weather. Corn planting hit 13% complete by the end of the week. That is up from 4% the week before. This is Here First from IPR News. I'm Michael Leland.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.